This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has stepped up attacks on the Gaza Strip, flattening a building used by Hamas and killing at least three militants. Palestinian rockets rained down almost nonstop on parts of Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to expand the offensive while Gaza militants unleashed a barrage of rockets that set off air raid sirens and explosions around Tel Aviv. The enemy's heaviest fighting since 2014 showed no signs of slowing. Five Israelis were killed by rocket fire. The death toll in Gaza rose to at least 35, and a Palestinian was killed during clashes with Israeli troops in the West Bank. In another sign of widening unrest, demonstrations erupted in Arab communities across Israel. Russians paid tribute to the victims of the school shooting in the city of Kazan. People brought flowers and toys to the attack school there and to the headquarters of the Republic in Moscow. Nine people, including seven children, were killed Tuesday, many more badly wounded after a lone gunman, teenage gunman, opened fire at the school in the Russian city, prompting a Kremlin call for tighter gun controls. More than 1,000 gas stations in the United States Southeast reported running out of fuel, primarily because of what analysts say is unwarranted panic buying among drivers as the shutdown of a major pipeline by hackers entered its fifth day. Government officials acted swiftly to waive safety and environmental rules to speed the delivery of fuel by truck, ship, or rail to motorists and airports. Even so, they sought to assure consumers that there was no cause for alarm. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a judge has dismissed an effort by the National Rifle Association to reorganize in the state of Texas under federal bankruptcy protection.
The case centered on whether the powerful gun rights group should be allowed to incorporate in Texas instead of New York, where Attorney General Letitia James accuses NRA leaders of seeking bankruptcy to avoid accountability for using the group's coffers as, quote, their piggy bank. The NRA is headquartered in Virginia, but was chartered as a nonprofit in New York in 1871.
And that is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's acting defense secretary during the January 6th Capitol riots is defending his response to the attack. Christopher Miller plans to tell Congress on Wednesday that he was concerned that sending troops to the Capitol would fan fears of a military coup. He also feared that an aggressive military response could cause a repeat of the deadly Kent State shootings. That is according to a copy of his prepared remarks obtained by the Associated Press. The National Guard was called into action after Trump supporters stormed the Capitol to try and stop the certification of Joe Biden's election to the presidency. The Biden administration is holding tens of thousands of asylum-seeking children in a network of some 200 facilities. The Associated Press has learned that those facilities are spread across two dozen states and include five shelters with more than 1,000 children packed inside. Confidential data obtained by the AP shows that the number of migrant children in government custody has more than doubled in the past 2 months alone, and that this week the federal government is housing around 21,000 kids from toddlers to teens. A facility at U.S. Army Post Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas, has more than 4,500 children on Monday alone. And again, just recapping our top story, Israel stepping up attacks on the Gaza Strip, flattening a building used by Hamas and killing at least three militants. Palestinian rockets continue to rain down almost nonstop in parts of Israel. And the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is vowing to expand the offensive on the region. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
We'll